Hello and welcome back to Bases Loaded. I am your host, Eric Ellefson, as always. And on today's episode, we'll be doing my 2025 NFL draft or mock draft just for round one, which the draft kicks off tomorrow night at 7 on the ESPN networks, live from Green Bay, Wisconsin this year. So, yeah, round one is tomorrow, and then rounds, I believe, two and three are Friday, and then four through seven is, that would be Saturday, yeah. So, I mean, round one is usually pretty much the big one. It's kind of the one I only fully watch. I might watch, like, rounds two and three. Because then usually after that, like, they're kind of drafting some players I usually am not the most familiar with. So, it's a little bit of doing it that way. And so we'll do a mock draft of round one for tomorrow night. Luckily, with, you know, the internet and all that nowadays, we have like simulators where you can literally just, you know, simulate how the draft will go, and then you can, like, you know, pick you know, the player for like your favorite team and do stuff like that, or if you have a couple teams and stuff that you follow or stuff, you know. So I'm gonna do all 32 teams. So we'll go through that. I'll kind of talk over maybe some of the picks. Maybe kind of based on what I think, you know, a team. It's going to be a lot of, like, with team needs and stuff like that. And, you know, maybe, you know, best player available if it comes to that situation, kind of going and seeing how it goes. It's a little bit easier be that I'm going to do all the teams as opposed to, like, you know, you do your favorite team or something like that, and they're in like the early 20s, they're picking, or maybe the teens, you know. Kind of how you draft is going to depend on how, like, the teams, you know, draft before you. And I don't know, I'm using Pro Football Network because that's the one I think there's a little bit of like feedback to at the end of like how you did. Kind of depends on, like, you know, I think with this one, it's like, did you reach for a player that was draft, that was, like, you know, listed high on the draft boards or stuff like that? So it's a little bit into that, and all that stuff. So we'll do that, and then we'll kind of start with NBA as the playoffs have officially begun. We started last Saturday or over the weekend. Yeah. So on Saturday with four games on Saturday, and then another four games on Easter Sunday. And then we've had a couple game twos that took place both Monday and last night. So I think, yes, after tonight, everyone has played two games. So the Western Conference, we have the Oklahoma City Thunder, the number one seed, up 2-0 on the Memphis Grizzlies. I mean, that's pretty much, I mean, the Thunder won by like almost 50 or so on game one. So I think it was like just over 50 points. So, I mean, that series is pretty much, I would say, done. Like, it's probably going to be a sweep, if not, you know, in five. And then we have the four-seeded Nuggets at the fives. Against the 5-seed LA Clippers, that's tied 1 game apiece, with game 3 tomorrow in Los Angeles. We have the 3-seed Los Angeles Lakers, the 6-seed Minnesota Timberwolves, that's also tied at 1 game apiece, with game 3 being, that is, Friday in the Twin Cities. And then tonight we have game 2 between the Warriors, who are the 7th seed, and then the Rockets, who are the 2 seed, Golden State leads that series 1-0. Eastern Conference, we have the number one seed Cavaliers up 1-0, 1-0 against the Miami Heat. They play tonight in little less than an hour, 6:30 tip-off. We have the Indiana Pacers, the 4 seed against the Milwaukee Bucks, the 5 seed. Indiana has a 2-game lead with game 3 in Milwaukee on Friday. 3 seed New York Knicks, 6 seed Detroit Pistons. That's tied up as one game apiece as well, with game 3 tomorrow in Detroit. And then the last one, the Eastern Conference, the 2 seed and defending champion Boston Celtics against the 7 seed Orlando Magic, and Boston leads 1-0. Game 2 starts in about, it'll be about 20 minutes or so. So, the 1 seed, I think, should pretty much cruise to the second round. Miami, you know, they traded Jimmy Butler. They still have what? Tyler Hero. They still have Bam Adebayo. And that's kind of it, as opposed to, like, you know, kind of all-star caliber players. And Cleveland's pretty loaded. You know, they're also pretty rested up. With Miami having to play play-in tournament to get even to be that 7th or to be the 8th seed. So, you know, they had to play a game last Wednesday against the Bulls in Chicago, and then they had to play Atlanta Hawks, I think Atlanta as well, on Friday. So, a pretty busy, you know, schedule for them. And then, you know, last Saturday or Sunday, you know, game 1 of that series. Bucks, Pacers, Pacers are up 2-0. We have Damian Lillard is back for the Bucks after missing game 1 and playing yesterday, as after missing about, I think, a little over a month with a blood clot in his leg. So he played 37 minutes, 4 for 13 from the field, 2 out of 8 for 3 points from 3 point range, 3 rebounds, 7 assists, 14 points. So, you know, pretty bad shooting performance, like field goal wise and stuff. But considering it was the first game in like a month, kind of be expected, you know, maybe like them playing the home crowd, because that's pretty much a must-win game 3 for Milwaukee, for them to get back in this at all. Celtics, I think, again, will probably cruise, a sweep, but again, like probably in 5 against the Magic. They're, you know, way too talented than the Magic to lose that series. And then, you know, the one I'm looking for probably the most in the Eastern Conference is the Knicks and Pistons. They're 1 game apiece. We go to, you know, Detroit tomorrow. So that'll be pretty exciting and interesting to watch. Because, in retrospect, they probably should be up 2-0. Detroit, but, the Knicks went on, a 21-0 run in the fourth quarter, game 1. I don't know if it was, there was a couple minutes left. It was less than probably 4 minutes, or something like that, you know. Or maybe even, halfway through that quarter that they started, you know, scoring on, you know. They held on to, with game 2, going to Detroit, they needed that game 1. So lucky for them, they were able to go on that crazy run, you know, secure a win in this series. So that's kind of what I'm looking forward to the most in the Eastern Conference. The rest are kind of, I think, pretty much done, unless, like, you know, maybe Milwaukee can make something happen. They probably the best chance to make it a series out of the other remaining Eastern Conference, you know, first round series. Because Western Conference, I mean, then Oklahoma City should pretty much, you know, has it in the bag. Everything else, like, well, I can see, like, you know, probably at least doing six games, maybe a couple of game sevens. So we'll kind of see how that, I mean, and, you know, game three for some of them are, like, you know, let's see. I mean, if we're on three, let's see, what would it be on? That's the Wednesday. We would have some game fives. Okay. So maybe I'll let some game fives if necessary next week. So, you know, it's just kind of something we'll talk, you know, a little bit as we, you know, progress in the series. Kind of seeing how it goes, because, like, some of these are going to be a little bit more. I mean, it's the first round, so there's always a couple that are just like, this is, you know, they made it, but, like, they're not going to beat the, you know, number one or two seed in their conference, so, that kind of thing, like with, you know, the Grizzlies and probably at least the Heat and Magic, I would assume. So, moving on to the NFL draft. Like I said, I'll be doing my mock draft, so we're going to start that right now. I'll kind of go over Pitts, I mean, the order as well. I'll put it up. So we have number one picking first is the Tennessee Titans. Like, I think, like, these first four picks are pretty much set. Like, if there could be a change, you know, I don't see a change with one. The change can happen with maybe two, three, and four. That's kind of where I see maybe some change happening. But, like, the Tennessee, like, they need a quarterback, so pretty much the number one quarterback in this draft class is Cam Ward from Miami. So I'm going to take him for the Titans. Number two is the Cleveland Browns. So this is kind of where it gets a little, I think they're probably choosing between Abdul Carter, edge rusher from Penn State, or Travis Hunter, the reigning Heisman Award winner from Colorado, who wants to play on both sides of the ball like he did at Colorado as wide receiver and cornerback. I think he will. He might play like maybe 60-40 in favor of one, but, you know, I think he definitely has a chance to play a good amount of snaps per game on both sides of the ball. And I think that's probably who Cleveland drafts. Like, they do need a quarterback as well, because they still have the, like, disaster contract for Deshaun Watson. But I think, you know, they might not reach for that, you know, quarterback position. Like, they could get someone in round two. So, do Travis Hunter. And then, depending on how, if, you know, if Cleveland takes Abdul Carter, then the Giants, New York Giants at number three, would probably take Hunter. But if the, you know, Browns take Hunter, then the Giants will add to the defense and take Abdul Carter. This is where it's another interesting with, like, four at the, I think that's pretty sad. I think Patriots probably going to get someone to protect quarterback Drake May for year two. So Will Campbell of LSU is kind of the best available option there. And then It's going to probably depend on who you think. Because, I mean, Jacksonville, never had, they have a good amount of needs all across the board. I've been seeing a lot of, like, mock drafts taking Ashton Jeanty. I've seen some with Mason Graham, the D-tackle from Michigan, or Jeanty, the running back from Boise State, and Heisman runner-up. I kind of feel like Jackson could take Jeanty, just to, like, try and add a little bit to that offense. Because pass rushing and stuff like that, like D-line, they have a pretty decent, you know, D-line. So, like, it's not the biggest. I mean, it's still, like, a need, but, like, they could do it later. I'm going to do Ashton Jeanty. And then I think Oakland at 6. They're going to take Membo Otakro from Missouri. The Jets. I did see a lot of things. It's just going to kind of depend. Because they do have Justin Fields now. And kind of did it like... I think they signed into a couple-year extension as well. So... I don't know if they do Warren. We'll do Mason Graham. And then Panthers at 8. I think defense, so we'll do Jalen Walker. Listen as a linebacker, but I think he's also done like edge. The Saints at 9. Right? Yeah, 9. This could, I think this probably is the likely spot for Shedeur Sanders, Deion Sanders' son. Because if he doesn't get drafted here by the Saints, like, he probably falls to like the low 20s. Do that. Bears at 10. Tyler Warren, the tight end. What was that? 49ers at 11. I'm gonna take Will Johnson, a cornerback from Michigan, because they need some people. They lost like a decent amount of secondary, so I'm trying to get someone to help there. Cowboys at 12. We'll do McMillan, the wide receiver from Arizona. Dolphins. I think I'm gonna do Shade Barron, the corner from Texas. I mean, they should do Shore Stewart. I'm gonna do Barron, the corner, so that they're, I think they've allowed Jalen Ramsey to seek a trade. So if that happens, then they're going to need someone, you know, to, like, have, be a number one corner, potentially. So do that. The Colts at 15? I should remember, but I'm not. 14. We're going to do tight end. Colts and Loveland help them. The Falcons at 15, they need, I'm going to do some edge. I'm going to do Shamar Stewart from Texas A&M. The Cardinals do, we'll do Matthew Golden from Texas, a wide receiver. The Bengals will do Derek Harmon from Oregon, the D-tackle. The Seahawks, they trade Geno Smith to Vegas, and then they signed Sam Darnold. So I'm going to do Kelvin Banks, Junior, the O-tackle from Texas. The Buccaneers, we'll do Jihad Campbell, a linebacker from Alabama. Broncos. Where is he? Omarion Hampton, the running back from North Carolina. And then you have a running back to kind of help with. It's year two of Bo Nix. I think they'll try and do that to help out, you know, the offense and stuff like that. Kind of, you know, because they signed Evan Ingram, tight end. So we'll try and just bring someone else to help with that. You know, what do I want to say? Yeah, I don't know. I kind of blanked on what my train of thought was. So we have the Steelers at 21. I mean, they do need a quarterback, but I don't know if, like, you know, anything like that will help. I think we'll do Jets and Dark because they do. They need, like, a quarterback and, like, someone. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. The Chargers. I'm going to do Edge, Mike Green from Marshall. I think Joey Bosa left via free agency. I think he signed a 1-year deal with Buffalo, so just someone pass rush. The Packers at that will do Michael Williams, I think, from Georgia. The Vikings, we're going to do a safety. Then we do Nick Imanawori from South Carolina. For the Texans, we're going to do Tyler Butcher as they need some O-line help. That's the Chargers. We'll do Trey Amos, cornerback from Ole Miss. The is it Ravens? I think this will be Malachi Starts from Georgia. Team with Kyle Hamilton. For the Lions, I'm going to do James Pierce Jr. from Tennessee. Well, there's maybe... we'll do Nick Scorton from Texas A&M. The Commanders, we'll do Amike Abuka from Ohio State. Did I pronounce that right? Bills. We'll do Javon Rivel from East Carolina, cornerback. Came off the injured list. We'll try to see how he goes. I think he tore like his ACL, or he tore something like early on in the college football season, like it was like end of September, early October. So like he was like there. And you probably wouldn't hire, yeah, if you didn't get injured. But I mean, so some of these other players. Kansas City at 31. We're going to do Josh Simmons, a tackle from Ohio State. Another person who's injured. And like could have went. I think he also like played only a couple of games last year and then got injured. So some of those players I think will probably fall, like him, Simmons. I think there was someone else. Will Johnson, the cornerback from Michigan, he got injured early on too. Like, that could happen. And then for the Philadelphia Eagles, they have, like, I like how it has help with, like, team needs. Edge, offensive guard, cornerback, D tackle, and offensive tackle. Edge, I don't know about that right away. I think I might say Gray Zabel, the lineman from North Dakota State. But they do go James Pierce Jr. if that happens. Maybe Walter Nolan, D-tackle from Ole Miss. But I mean, I think they probably have a couple O-linemen that might retire in the next year or so. So, like, maybe getting someone for that depth chart might be the move. Because, like, I mean, they have a decent amount of pass rushers. I think that's what I'm going to do. So, yeah. So that's kind of it. Whoop. Taking a screenshot so I can show my, like, kind of like group chat of sport fans, sport people that we talk about sports. Kind of like my first round. We'll see. I mean, it's kind of hard to feel like, I don't know if I feel super time, but I maybe feel like A minus B plus, because, like, some of these, who knows what could happen, like, if something, because this isn't doing trades. I didn't do trades, so that's another thing that could really send things for, like, a loop, because I haven't done that. So, like, yeah, that would definitely change things up as well. I think you can do trades and stuff like that, but, like, if I'm doing, like, 32 teams the first full round, you know, I'm not trying to do trades, because that's going to get too chaotic, because there's going to be, like, trade offers, like, for every pitch, so, yeah, that's going to be crazy and too chaotic, and, it's going to be, no. I mean, there's going to be probably some bunch of trades to happen, I just don't know who. Like, I think if maybe, like, Pittsburgh can trade up if they, you know, try and get a quarterback they want. You know, a bunch of stuff can happen, which what makes it fun and kind of exciting. Like, the one thing we're, like, crazy and, like, what's going to happen. Because it's, like, you know, with the NFL, NBA, and NHL draft, like, you know, it's kind of more interesting to watch because, like, you know, these players are going to be, especially, you know, first-round players, and then, you know, rounds two and three, if they do that, the NBA doesn't have a round three. I think the NHL has, like, 6 or 7 rounds now. Baseball had, like, 40, and then, like, because of COVID, they kind of shortened it. So there's, like, you know, that draft. There's also, like, an international signing period. They usually, like, sign players, you know. So that's another thing with baseball. And, like, with baseball, like, you know, first-round picks, maybe a couple get called up that year or the next year, I think. There's a player for the Athletics, first base. I think it's, like, his primary position. He was drafted 4th overall last year. I think he either got called up, like, over this past weekend or it was, like, you know, Monday or Tuesday. So that's, there are occasions, but it's usually, like, you know, around, you get drafted in the first round, you're probably, like, a year and a half to maybe 2 years away from reaching the big league team, unless you kind of absolutely prove, that you can, you know, that you're ready for the big league competition, like, you know, maybe with an injury. And I know, like, September, like, they expand the rosters from 26 to 28 players, so, like, you know, can bring someone up then, kind of help out, you know, especially if the team is not, you know, the best, you know, record-wise, so that you can kind of bring them up and kind of let them get some experience, you know, for the next season, you know, and to, like, maybe that'll lead into, like, a spring training invite and stuff like that. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see how right I am, how many I get right, you know, because I have to work until 8 tomorrow, so I miss, like, the first hour. But, you know, we just start from the beginning and we skip through the commercials. Simple. So thank you. That wraps it up. We'll see how well I did with the draft next week. We'll discuss, you know, NBA playoffs for, like, the past week. Maybe we'll have some series wrapped up. Who knows? It's definitely possible. But, you know, it's just something to chip back. And then, you know, we might do, like, some kind of baseballs. We're about we'll be, like, a month into the season. So trying to see where things stand at that point in the season. I mean, you know, there's only, like, 140-some games to go. So, but, you know, we make every week and then month, you know, we get closer to the end. So it picks up pretty quickly now. So, yeah, thank you for listening, and I will see you next time. Peace out.